My name is Gretchen Heilman Piper, and I'm a working mother of four children. I live in Swanville, Maine. Three of them are here with me tonight, and they decide their own bedtime. And they're not here to be cute. They're here because they've got my back, and they care about this issue very deeply. So I wish to address three areas of potential impact. Number one, the potential impact of our freshwater streams and wetlands. Each of my children have grown up hiking the Little River Trail system several times in each season, so in each year. So I'm crystal clear that the impact of this 56 acres and 40-some acres of infrastructure will decimate the mature forest, the wildlife habitats, and the wetlands. The rights of the animals and the trees and the streams must be upheld. From what I heard today, this project will use as much water as they can, and if a source goes dry, they will feed the fish less and wait, quote, several weeks to resume. But what if a drought lasts months or years? This is not a smart or acceptable use of fresh water, period. No, thank you. Number two, the potential impact of waste discharge on water quality, fisheries, marine resources, and other uses. People come from all over the world to sail this unique and beautiful coastline. I sail. I swim, I canoe, I kayak, and I visit the water and beach in Northport with my family year-round. I refuse to allow 7.7 million gallons per day. And because it takes 14 days to fully disperse in the bay, 107,800,000 gallons of, quote, effluent, containing we don't know exactly what they're feeding the fish, as well as bacteria, viruses, chemicals. No. No, thank you. I am concerned about the temperature of the water they're discharging, algae blooms, local fish populations, the mercury that they could be disrupting? No. No, thank you. The potential impact to air quality, this is number three. We know this is a carbon-intensive project, and at 43, I've witnessed climate concerns become a climate emergency in my lifetime, and I refuse, given the only other operation like this in the world is less than one-fifth of its proposed size, I refuse to gamble with an experiment against nature and too many unanswered questions. I refuse to pass this problem on to my children when the profit from this project will not even be staying in the community, let alone the country. For most of the 20th century, I quote, if you want to go to Belfast, go to Belfast. And that was a regional joke because of the stench from the poultry processing. We don't want to go backwards. We can not only do better, we can create and inspire environmentally sound carbon sequestering projects that benefit our town, Belfast, for all generations to come. Please, 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 please deny these permits. Thank you.
Thank you. All set. Hillary, Emma? Okay. I'm not going to be able to stop it completely, but I'm going to minimize the applause as much as possible.